It's been a difficult year for several of the nation's African American museums. One in Cleveland, Ohio, closed for several months when it couldn't pay its utility bills. Museums in Detroit and Philadelphia needed emergency city help to keep their doors open. Curators and museum directors say a major problem is that African American museums struggle to attract the interest of funders and the broader public. Joel Rose of member station WHYY reports.
Two performers I'm going to bring on to you next, they're Al and Tyrone Chestnut. They're known as Chestnut Brothers. Let's do it. Come on.
Community activists, politicians, preachers, and musicians took the stage this weekend to help raise money for the African American Museum in Philadelphia. The musicians did their best to keep the message upbeat. But the African American Museum in Philadelphia, or AAMP, is in trouble. Attendance fell 15% from 2002 to 2003, and it's on pace to fall again this year. In May, the museum laid off all of its 19 employees. The staff continued coming to work as volunteers, says the museum's CEO, Harry Harrison.
I didn't have to twist anybody's arm. When we fell on bad times, they said, Mr. Harrison, we're a volunteer. We'll do whatever we can to keep our doors open. We're not going down like this.
The AAMP does not have an endowment, and money was so tight, says Harrison, that he was planning to pay his staff with funds from a grant that didn't arrive on time. The city of Philadelphia advanced the museum $135,000 to rehire its staff, but that's only a temporary fix. In Detroit, the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History threatened to close this summer if it did not get emergency funding from that city. The Detroit City Council advanced $500,000 to keep the nation's largest African American history museum open for business.
These institutions are a little more at risk because they tend to rely more on public dollars than many other institutions.
Lonnie Bunch is president of the Chicago Historical Society and a former curator at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. Bunch says African American museums put themselves at risk by depending too much on local governments that may also be struggling. Mayors in both Philadelphia and Detroit are proposing massive cuts in social services to close gaps in next year's budgets. Bunch says African American museums need to do a better job of looking elsewhere.
They haven't developed the kind of philanthropic sources and foundation support that so many other institutions have. Funding needs a very carefully created strategy. It's not just how do I go out and get one particular project funded. It's how do I look throughout all the funding opportunities within my city or within my region and figure out how I can tap those.
But some African American museums lack the staff to bring in corporate and foundation dollars, says Olive Mosier of the William Penn Foundation in Philadelphia.
In small and mid-sized cultural organizations of all types, development is often something that is a challenge for them because they tend not to have large development offices. They may have a development office of at most one or two people, and to do aggressive fundraising, that can be very hard to do.
Mosier says her foundation has given more than $1 million to the African American Museum in Philadelphia since 1982. The most recent grant went to improve the museum's development efforts. In 2002, the last fiscal year for which budget numbers are available, the AAMP ran a deficit of more than $150,000, and the African American History Museum in Detroit was over $100,000 in the red. On the other hand, the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute in Alabama expects to finish this year with a surplus. Executive Director Lawrence Pigeot says part of the reason is that 30% of the museum's visitors are not African American.
We've had exhibitions about the Holocaust. We've had exhibitions on AIDS in Africa and locally. I don't see how you can survive if you have a narrow support base and a narrow base of interest.
But just as African American museums are looking to broaden their audiences, larger traditionally Eurocentric museums are doing the same. As a result, African American museums no longer have a monopoly on African American culture, says the Chicago Historical Society's Lonnie Bunch.
The truth of the matter is, this is an impact of integration. As more and more people begin to see African American institutions as just a small part of the picture rather than as the central picture, it's going to make it harder for these institutions to compete.
Big museums with big budgets are presenting more exhibitions about African-American art and culture, says Howard Dodson, director of the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture in New York City. And Dodson says that may have unintended consequences for smaller African-American institutions.
The question is whether or not the kinds of shows that are being done in mainstream institutions are, first of all, raising the expectations of the audiences in terms of both the scope and quality of things that are to be done, and whether that is putting more pressure in terms of costs, et cetera, on the institution. And if that is in fact found to be the case, what can they do to address it?
An example, says Dodson, is a retrospective of the work of 20th century African-American artist Romare Bearden. The traveling exhibition started at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C., and this fall opens at the Whitney Museum of American Art in New York. Whitney director Adam Weinberg says his institution isn't trying to compete with African-American museums.
I think whenever you put more attention to a subject, it benefits from it. You know, there is clearly more scholarship and more attention being paid to it right now, and that I think is great for the small museums as well as for the large institutions.
Weinberg adds that the Whitney is collaborating with the Studio Museum in Harlem, the Schomburg Center, and other African-American institutions in New York to create programming related to the Bearden exhibition. But when it comes to the money for programs and exhibitions, the contrast is striking. The Whitney's annual budget is around $30 million. The African American Museum in Philadelphia's CEO, Harry Harrison, compares that to his annual budget of $1.7 million.
$1.7 for larger museums, that's just an exhibit. In order for this museum to survive and offer the kind of cultural programs I think we can provide, first we need an endowment. We need people who believe in the museum, not for a season, but ongoing.
It's not clear that museums in Philadelphia and Detroit can survive, but there's a new generation of bigger African-American museums in the planning and construction stages. The $100 million National Underground Railroad Freedom Center opens in Cincinnati in August. The U.S. National Slavery Museum, with a possible price tag of more than $100 million, is scheduled to open in 2007 in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And a National Museum of African-American History, approved by Congress last November, is planned for the National Mall in Washington, D.C. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.